Do you think one, if not both of them, actually do survive, Hakeem Jeffries or Senator Chuck Schumer, based on what you're seeing?
They're going to have to fight for their leadership role. They're going to have to fight really hard to convince the Elizabeth Warrens, the Cory Bookers, the Chris Van Hollens. Think about the Democrats who went up to Michigan and endorsed Mr. Abdul versus endorsing, in many ways, their colleague, Ayanna Pressley. She flew up to Michigan to endorse Mr. Abdul. AOC, I expected her to go with Bernie. I wasn't expecting to see a number of other members of Congress. This is their colleague, and they endorsed and supported someone who was from the outside. So this is going to be a very interesting dynamic. You know, when Mr. Al-Sayed ran against Governor Whitman, he had no steam behind him. None. And look what happened just a couple of years later, 4 years later, he's the talk of the town.
And lost by 22 points to Whitman. Lost by 22 points in the primaries to Whitman in 2022.
Look at the map of 2022 and the map of 2026. It's day and night.